Welcome to Stories Share, a podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week. Today is an episode from interviewgirl.com's Life Lesson series. Today's lesson is a continuation of part one, where we learned that technology changes the world, and specifically we focused on the power of social media in today's society. Today we are going to continue this discussion about social media and technology, and look at how the Interview Girl Foundation plans to utilize social media and advanced technology in general in its efforts to achieve its goal to help eliminate misery for people who are suffering in our world. The power of a story and how it can affect people is the heart of the idea responsible for interviewgirl.com. All of these statistics that we share about Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube in the last episode of the Story Share podcast, and we could continue with sharing the staggering statistics, are interesting and prove that the internet and social media could be used in movements and ideas today. But as a student of history, Interview Girl is always interested in international affairs, and the Arab Spring was the final convincing catalyst in how important technology would be in interviewgirl.com's undertaking, founding this non-profit organization. Recently, we can see the power of social media in the Middle East. The Arab Spring of 2011 has already changed the region and the world. Ordinary people have lost their fear and the perception that once existed. Ordinary people in Tunisia and Egypt no longer think that their rulers are invincible. This mindset is now gone. In Tunisia in 2011, 4 weeks of protests, fueled by Facebook and other social media networks, concluded with the unthinkable. Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, president for the past 23 years, fleeing the country. Even after the collapse of Ben Ali's dictatorship, many people believed that Egypt would be a different matter. The 30-year-old US-backed rule of Hosni Mubarak was thought to be too ruthless for protests to succeed in creating real change. However, millions in Tahrir Square and across Egypt were determined that they should be allowed to make the choices that others around the world had made for themselves. After 18 days of protests, Hosni Mubarak was gone. All across the country, crowds erupted in celebration. Revolutions have happened throughout history. Revolutions happen when people want to bring about a change. Various factors contributed to the revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt, but undoubtedly social media played a role in the people's involvement in toppling the regimes of both Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and Hosni Mubarak. Did social media, Facebook and Twitter, cause the revolution in Tunisia and Egypt? Although it did not cause the revolutions directly, these tools did speed up the process by helping to organize the revolutionaries, transmit their messages to the world, as well as incite international support. All of the components of interviewgirl.com come together. The power of story, the need to help people, eliminate the misery that some experience, and living in the age of technology that we do. The new media devices that are a part of everyday life in the 21st century are also about stories. If we think about what Facebook really is, or what Twitter is, it is a combination of stories. People love to create stories. Platforms like Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook are a combination of sharing stories while we participate in a community, something bigger than ourselves. InterviewGirl.com is a new social media site, but this time stories, advice, and content are being shared for the purpose of helping others, eliminating misery. If you share a story on interviewgirl.com, you'll be contributing to the movement to slice away some of the misery within this world. The proceeds from the content that we put together and then share with the world at interviewgirl.com will help others. Let's look at an example from interviewgirl.com. One of the current projects at interviewgirl.com is a compilation of stories from those who spend time in Iraq. Any soldier who has a story from the Iraq War, also called the Second Persian Gulf War, 2003 to 2011. What if 40 soldiers who were in Iraq submit and share their stories about their experiences in Iraq, even if they just share a few reflections and memories? The stories that those individuals share are then put all together by our team of experts at interviewgirl.com. The compilation of stories from the Iraq War would sell. The release of the compilation of stories about the Iraq War would allow the public to find out more about people's first-hand accounts and experiences as they read the compilation of stories about Iraq. The profits that come from selling these stories would then be used to help people in the world who are suffering from some sort of misery. One example of the Interview Girl Foundation helping to eliminate misery may be to start a project geared towards providing medication for someone who is suffering from malaria. If InterviewGirl.com were to sell 40,000 compilations at $8 each, we could raise $320,000. That would allow us to provide medication to 960,000 children who are suffering from malaria. InterviewGirl.com has the potential to help eliminate many people's miseries. And as we do this, InterviewGirl.com's compilations and projects will educate, touch, and help countless others in the process. InterviewGirl.com is steadily going to change the world one story at a time. We need to create a movement. Sharing a story, advice, or idea on InterviewGirl.com can easily be completed in the world today. When an individual shares a story, he or she will be helping to slice off a piece of the misery in this world. Please visit InterviewGirl.com and share a story. You can share your story with InterviewGirl.com by 1. Writing your story and submitting it via the U.S. postal mail to InterviewGirl.com's headquarters, or by uploading your typewritten story onto InterviewGirl.com. 2. Over the phone in an interview with someone from InterviewGirl.com. 3. Through submitting a video of you telling your story. 4. Through an in-person interview where you tell your story to InterviewGirl or a staff member from InterviewGirl.com. 5. Through an online interview where we use the web camera and you complete an interview. Let us delve into how the InterviewGirl Foundation would like to apply advanced technology to international development and global health. In an article, Top 6 Technologies That Are Revolutionizing How We Socially Connect, Alice Yu throws light upon where, how, and why we are socially connecting online. Yu shares that one of the sites with the most influence right now on the internet is Reddit. The user-generated news link site has recently garnered reams of attention. In 2012, Reddit had more than 37 billion page views and 400 million unique visitors. More than its incredible numbers, Reddit employs incredible power as people from all walks of life visit the site to share and read some highly personal and often inspiring stories. A platform such as Reddit confirms the underlying belief behind InterviewGirl.com: we are all interested in stories. As technology has transformed the world in how we interact, do business, communicate, and learn information, technology too can transform the fields of international development and global health. The stories about Erica Kochi, Christopher Fabian, and Dr. Joel Selinicchio represent how, by harnessing the power of technology, international development and global health are making strides forward. The InterviewGirl Foundation is working to eliminate miseries in these areas, so we can appreciate how these individuals are using technology to impact international development and global health. More than half of the 6 million births each year in Nigeria are not recorded. Without a birth certificate, a child is much less likely to get educated, be vaccinated, or receive health services. Two young UNICEF staffers, Erica Kochi and Christopher Fabian, made registering births as easy as sending a text. They've employed similar methods to prevent early deaths as well, creating systems to track the distribution of some 63 million insecticide-treated mosquito bed nets to stop the spread of malaria. Erica Kochi and Christopher Fabian are using technology and accessible intuitive interfaces to quickly transform the face of humanitarian aid and international development. The world benefits from the efforts of Kochi and Fabian. What is remarkable about the story of Kochi and Fabian is that they are employing simple actions to help make monumental changes to make a major difference in society. The InterviewGirl Foundation seeks to be a part of creating innovative solutions to society's most pressing social problems. One way for our foundation to aid in these kinds of solutions is to bring people together who are making a difference through their work. Project C Squared, Committed Collaboration. The InterviewGirl Foundation hopes to partner with individuals like Kochi and Fabian. Collecting global health data was an imperfect science. Workers walked through villages to knock on doors and ask questions, wrote the answers on paper forms, then input the data into computers. And from this information that was collected, countries would make huge decisions. Dr. Joel Selinicchio has concentrated on collecting health data throughout the past decade. He began with the Palm Pilot and Hotmail, and now he is moving into the cloud. Dr. Joel Selinicchio is the CEO of Datadyne, a social business working in fields such as international development and global health. Selinikia started to experiment with electronic data capture back when the Palm Pilot was cutting-edge technology. In the years since then, he has helped to experiment with the growing potential and availability of technology and the growing ubiquity of the cloud. Combining the two has led to systems such as Magpie Mobile Data Collection Software. Previously known as EpiSurveyor, the service now has over 20,000 users in more than 170 countries. Dr. Joel Selinikio helped to make collective global health data a more organized science. Dr. Joel Selinikio's actions make an exceptional difference in the lives of those experiencing misery. His contributions to improve collecting global health data also make an impact towards the overall forward development in the fields of international development and global health. As people throughout the world are, we need to use technology to our advantage at InterviewGirl.com and the Interview Girl Foundation. We need to utilize technology to benefit our mission, to help eliminate miseries throughout the world as we spread stories throughout the world. The Interview Girl Foundation can use advances in technology with international development while our team are out in the field, throughout the world, trying to eliminate misery that exists. As the Interview Girl Foundation capitalizes on the benefits of technology in today's society as it completes its work, we will help to alleviate the misery of those who are living in misery, such as sick children without access to medication. This concludes part 2 of StoryShare's Life Lesson Series episodes about how social media and technology in general are changing the world. The Interview Girl Foundation would like to apply advanced technology to international development and global health. We encourage you to stay tuned and to follow our organization as we too use technology to aid our movement to eliminate the misery of someone somewhere. Thank you for being part of another episode of Story Share, the podcast from InterviewGirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week.